God. Worship him. Thank him. He's bigger than that problem. He's bigger than that situation. He's bigger than that thing that is comforting you. Appreciate him. Appreciate him. The Lord Jesus is here. Appreciate him. Appreciate him. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Say, Baba, I thank you. You are bigger than that sickness. You are bigger than that trouble. You are bigger than that thing that is comforting me. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name we worship. Are you happy to be in the house today? Clap your hands again for Jesus. In Jesus' name we clap. When I came to the altar to pick up the mic, to pick up the mic, a lot of people were looking at me. Is he standing till Pastor Lumi there will come and take over? I am the one exalted today. Listen, God is going to meet with our needs today. In Bride Assembly, they believe that we are only to prophesy. Prophets are not meant to open church, but we can exhort. Eh? I sit down comfortably. When I came here, I was, God, what will I tell these people? Eh? But I received boldness as I was singing. Let me tell you something. You are being empowered. This is the 24th day of the empowerment program. One thing is certain. Some people will receive power to know their height. Why some will receive nothing in the presence of God until you are connected before God will come and empower you. So I hope those that are seated here do not just come because we are giving wine and bread. Many of us do pack it to quench our hunger. But you receive power to know your right. Why I mention that? Two things, two scenarios happened at Ijesha bus stop. I was coming one day and we met a particular man harassing a woman that was selling something. Pastor Gabriel is aware. And normally my nature, even if I enter the bus, I don't talk. But when a man is harassing a woman or any lady, I will flame off. And maybe because I have sisters at home. So maybe that's the reason. He was harassing this woman and I came up. Because of my height and the way, you know, I went to him, I dragged him. I said, you are harassing this woman. Do you know I am an officer? A military personnel. The man shouted, officer, no kill me, I beg. The man did not even ask, where is your ID card? Or, let me know if you are really an officer. He surrendered immediately and knelt down. Was begging me, officer, I'm sorry. Officer, I'm sorry. I said, I apologize to this woman. The man begged. I was dragging the man. Oh, the man was shouting. Another scenario happened inside the bus. The man was making noise. I stood up. He was shouting at the lady. I said, will you sit down? Do you know who I am? A military personnel. The man laughed. He laughed and he said, ta, flesh mummy boy like you. Anambra man. He said, flesh mummy boy like you, they claim military. Go and sit down there. He didn't occur to me. I said, Jesus. He don't cast for this place. So, you know, but it will occur now to me that man knew his right. This other one don't even know his right. Are you getting me? It is time for you to be empowered to know when Satan is harassing you and face him. But that is not my exhortation today. My exhortation is empowerment to trust in God. Are you with me, somebody? God is going to show us something today. Hallelujah. Why will I trust in God? See, Christianity has been built in a way where people make mockery of us. I am telling you the truth. We look more like a mumu followers. We are not seeing anything, and we are following, and we are trusting. Does it not look strange to us? But what is keeping us trusting in him? An Indian girl said, she will not worship a God she cannot see. I was listening to that interview. That thing struck me. He said, I cannot worship a God I cannot see. It means the only reason why she is worshiping a God is because she can see and feel it. But in your own case, you cannot see it. You cannot feel it. But you come here every time in your private, open, you are declaring his power. But what is keeping us trusting? Is there provisions for those who are trusting in the Lord? Is there hope for we who are pushing and trusting in the Lord? If there is hope, it means we should keep trusting. Somebody tell your neighbor, keep trusting. To trust, if you don't have power to trust in the Lord, you will faint. Because one day somebody will introduce you to a source, a substitute that's sharp, sharp. Once you touch it, it will give it to you. But our God, why is he patient? Why are we suffering? Why are you looking at yourself every day, one prayer point? And he will come and tell you, I have answered you. And yet, you're not even seeing the signs. And you are still believing in him. But something is sure. Can I tell you something? God has never come late. Kai, you don't understand me. The God we serve has never appeared late in any situation. You know why? You know why? Because you are a human being. So it looks as if in your eyes, with your calculations, it looks as if it is late. Do you know how God programs his time? God will not answer some situations except the word has mocked you. You don't understand my statement. God will not answer some situations except people have laughed at you, mock you, and he will appear and answer you. That is how God works. God will not come in your own time because his time is the best. So, he put his spirit in you to keep trusting him. Let us read the scripture. Proverbs 3 verse 5. Let it be on the screen. Please follow me. I'm not Pastor Olumide or Pastor Gabriel or our daddy. I'm a prophet. So, small I will get there. He said, trust in the Lord with some of your hearts, with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. Do you know this particular scripture, this particular verse, can take you 1 week to understand. Over 1 year to understand. Why will I not lean unto my own understanding? A man that lean in his own understanding put us in some of these troubles. Abraham, God came to you and said, you are going to give birth to a son. Your mind is telling you with your wife, go and lay with somebody. And that put us into trouble. The day you take God out of your plans, you are going to jam rock. It is certain. As a Christian, in your yearly plan, in as much as you are not seeing it, some of your prayers that you listed down in 2024, some of you are listing it in trust and hope in the Lord. I want to give birth. I want to get married. I want to do this. Some of you, it is because you believe that there is a God that is up there that can answer you. If not, you will not waste your time in writing it. That is the truth. We have many substitutes, but those who lean their trust, those who put their trust in God, my question is, will there be a reward for them? If yes, then let's keep trusting. I feel most times, because of the virtue of the office and things I've had, that most Christians need help. If you're in the counseling department, those of us, the pastorates, the evangelical team, and the prophets, you would have listened to people's this thing. A lot of people will tell you, prophet, that thing where you talk that time, I never see him. It is true. But did God say it? Yes. But is the person tired? You will be tired. Because God said something, and you are not even seeing, oh, thank you, Jesus. You are not even seeing the sign. So why won't you be tired? But there is a strong assurance that the Lord has given to us. Hallelujah, somebody. Don't ever put your trust in a man. Eh? Man fails you. Anybody can fail you. If you put your trust in a man, you are bound to fail. In short, you're on a step to fail. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 17 verse 5 said so. Please follow me slowly as we get to the communion table. He said, thus said the Lord, God. Thus said the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in a man and maketh flesh his arms. Let me tell you something. You know why this thing is so important to me? I have experienced this. I have experienced this particular scripture. Some years back, one of my uncles said his wife will be ordained. So the whole family would like to go and, you know, witness the ordination. We were on our own, though. He came to invite me. Eh? Some years back, like 7 years back. Hey, God of mercy. I went there. Because he invited me, he's a big man. I believed with all my heart, if I'm coming back, this man will give me money. Do you know where we went to? After Yanopaja, I transport myself, went there. No, I went with my sister, we went. This man, our hope is, at least if we are coming back, transport with all the money, we come back. After the ordination, we sat down, we ate, everybody drove their car. It was time for us to leave. There was no single money in my pocket. He was attending to visit us. I came to him and said, Uncle, we are going, you know. He said, oh, you are going, okay, thank you for coming. My trust I have put in him. I stood there for some time. I said, Uncle, I said, me and my sister, we are going to Oshodi from Yanopaja. He said, okay, you people can go now. His statement and this man, no, I didn't invite us to come this place. I went to his wife. I said, Mommy, congrats. And we're about to leave now. He said, oh, I'm busy. You people can talk to your uncle. I went to him for the third time. He said, he's coming. He's going to give us transport. Let's wait here. We waited in the hall for more than 1 hour. When we came out, they told us my uncle and his auntie have gone. We must go home now. We started journey. We walked from Yanopaja. Because I put my trust in a man. From home, all my mindset was him. You know what God was teaching me that day? That any man at any time can disappoint you. See, the truth is, it is God that makes man. If a man make you, a man cannot make you. But the day God make you, the man he uses to make you will be so blind by God, he cannot see you to even not make you. Are you with me? All your trust should be focused on God. Hallelujah, somebody. Man always have an alternative to God. God will tell you, I am coming to give you this. This by this time you will have this. By this time you will have this. If God has ever given you a dream or a prophecy, that should be an ode to you. Hold it with all your heart. Eh? If God has ever said something concerning you, either through a prophet or you trust your dreams very well, hold it very well. You know why? It will come to pass. So many of the things you are seeing manifesting in our lives, our dreams we had way back and we discuss it amongst ourselves. It is the perfect truth. There are some dreams we cannot share, but we shared it because there was a brotherhood. And we are looking at ourselves. Each time we will come and tell ourselves, this will not happen. No. It is because God gave us those revelations. We trusted in Him. We trusted in Him. Oh, and in trusting in the Lord is not a day journey. Eh? It's not a day journey. Hey, God of mercy. You must be ready to pass through that road He's asking you to pass. Eh? Most of times, it will look as if everybody has forsaken you. It will look as if you have no hope. But keep trusting. Eh? I said keep trusting. Job said, Job 13 verse 15. Job chapter 13 verse 15. He said, though he slay me, yet I will trust him. Is Job normal? God of mercy. No, it looks as if Job is not normal. Though he is slaying you, yet you keep trusting. Can I tell you something? If you have ever seen anything that God has spoken in the Bible that comes to pass, that should be your guide. Are you looking for the fruit of the womb? And you are saying you have, in heaven, there is nothing like menopause. Hope you know. A 90-year-old woman gave birth under the instruction of the heavenlies. She pushed. No operation, no CS. She gave birth. You know why? Because God said so. Though He slay you, keep trusting. Somebody met me and said, they see my age, you know they pray for me. You know they pray for husband. Prophecy don't concern, I go marry. The God said so. I asked her, the God said so. She said yes. I said, keep trusting in God. You know why she will trust in God? Those kind of marriages used to win so. You don't understand me. Eh? Those kind of marriages are sermons. Has God ever promised you anything? Keep trusting. I mentioned something. I said, until the world looks at you and mock that thing God has said concerning your life, most of the times God will not bring it to pass. God wants you to pass in your street. When you are passing at your street, people will say, see that woman where don't old, she never marry. See that woman where never born pikin. See that man. See, until people start pointing at you as a child of God, that is when God will step in and make the announcement. In that same area, God will step in and make the announcement. And you know, whenever he makes your announcement, it's a different thing. Brothers and sisters, there is benefit in trusting the Lord. Are you with me, somebody? See, there is benefit. Hallelujah. I jot something down. I said, because you have not opened your Bible to search. Read stories from your Bible. There are some stories that are unthinkable. There are some stories you read in the Bible. You will feel as if, is this real? Can this happen? That God is able to divide a sea. If you read that story very well, the Egyptians was almost at them. They turned a small mountain. There was no hiding place. God makes sure that the Egyptians were very close. And he told Moses, stretch forth your rod. And he parted the Red Sea. The story in the Bible are so real. And God, Jesus is the same yesterday, today and forever. If you believe that he is, then why not keep trusting him? So many people have fallen behind. If you ask them, they will tell you, I went to this place to drink something, and after drinking it, I conceived. It means you are going out of the will of God. I have decided this year, personally, to build my trust in the Lord. The same with you. The empowerment you are receiving is to build your trust in the Lord. Has God ever healed before? And you are sick. Somebody was sick for 12 years until Jesus came. That woman was believing. She trusted in Jesus until she was waiting to touch the M. Not all go. If she has all Jesus, she would have disappeared. She was waiting to touch the hem of his garment. She believed in Jesus until she said, if I can touch the hem, I will be made old. That trust alone, that thing she did, brought deliverance to her. See, let's read Hebrews 11 verse 1 very well. Read it very well. Hebrews 11 verse 1. He said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Calm down. Substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. You're not seeing any evidence and you're trusting in something. The truth is there is higher power that is bigger than whatever that is disturbing you. You know why he asks us to trust him? The God we serve is a God of process. You don't understand me? When he told Moses to stretch forth his rod, the water did not just divide. He went to call this wind from the east, wind from the left, wind from the south, wind from the four corners of the earth, and put them inside the sea. You know why it looks as if your testimony is delayed? Listen, let me tell you. If God, if a prophecy is given to you and say, thus say the Lord, Pastor Olumide, you will buy a jet. Listen, you know why it will look as if he has taken years? You know why it looks as if he has taken years? Because God will move first to those that, to somebody that knows somebody that will connect Pastor Olumide to a business, that they will start up that business. From that business, we grow up to become billions. From that business, he will buy a jet. So that's why it looks as if there's a delay in your promises. No. It is because God is doing the connections round. You don't understand. God by himself is the one walking around doing the connections. How will my daughter get married? How will this happen? Okay, let me call this. She will meet a friend in social year. That friend will introduce her to her brother in the US and there will be a connection. But before you meet that friend, it's a process. So it will look as if this thing is delayed with your own human understanding. No. God is in the process of giving you your testimony. So wait. When it will come, I said something during my ordination. You don't understand what I said. I mentioned it there. I said, I wanted to go to Calabar for a program. Daddy was away. They called Daddy, the church in Ochon, the Bride Assembly Church in Ochon. I was not yet a minister in Bride Assembly, but I was serving in Bride TV. They called me. They said I should come. I was in the hotel room where they lodged me. And the man came out from the wall. It was a very clear vision. That man told me, he said, tapped me. It looked more like a trance, but it was a vision. He tapped me, he said, Daddy, I never knew Daddy was going to Ghana. That was, he tapped me, he said, Pastor will be going to Ghana. He said, when he's going to Ghana, he said, you will follow him to Ghana. He said, that will be the beginning of your ministry. Yes, he told me. When I came, I shared it. I shared it with my brother. They told me, they said, don't mention it yet. Keep it. He said, let's see the manifestation. Because if you mention it to Daddy, it will look as if you want to push yourself to Ghana. Just come. I waited. One Sunday, I came to the church. I acted as if I don't know. But Ashile tapped me and said, you'll be going to Ghana. I said, me. I said, no. I said, it's Pastor Gabe. I was trying to. I said, it's Pastor Gabe that used to go to Ghana for interviews. He said, Daddy said, it's you, you want. I came, I told him, I said, this one don't happen. Let's watch for it. I was in Ghana and I was seeing vision. A vision broke forth for somebody. I will not push myself. I was not among the prophets that was sent to Ghana. I went as a TV crew. I told God where I was standing. I said, if you are the one speaking to me, let Daddy catch it before God and man. Daddy just mentioned, Sydney, you saw an old man at the altar, and that old man is giving you a message concerning this woman. Maybe we don't get confidence from Calabar. Maybe like carry the mic. Yes, now. He has given me confidence. That is why I say, wait. Wait. Don't rush. If God has given you a prophecy, trust in the Lord. If you rush, you will spoil it. If I've gone to that place and said, Daddy, I see you taking me to Ghana. You say, I would have been waiting. I waited. I watched for the prophecy. One thing is, wait. Record it. Note it down. Watch for it. Watch for the signs. Watch for the process. There is a process to that thought, said the Lord, in your life. And it is about to come to pass. He says, the evidence of things not seen. How will I not see what God has said? And I am trusting in him. See, if God has said, thus said the Lord, you will be a landlord. Listen very well. There is a process. Trust. If God has shown you anything at all, trust in him. He will bring it to pass. See, I wondered. I don't know if preachers can break it down. Why will God said, Jesus said, I am sending you as sheep among wolves. Why? Knowing fully well that wolves will devour sheep under 5 minutes. It means if you are to follow Jesus, disarm yourself and let him carry you. You don't understand me. If you go with your full armed body, the truth is heaven cannot help those who help themselves. Can I say it again? That saying, my mom used to tell me then, heaven cannot help those who help themselves. Heaven can only help those who cannot help themselves. That is the truth too. The day you will decide to help yourself, God will step back and fold hands and be looking at you. But once you come to him and say, Lord, see, I have put my trust, I cannot help myself anymore, then he will come and help you. I will say it again. Heaven cannot help those who help themselves. Heaven only help those who are poor in spirit, who are weak, and they know they are weak, but they have been trusted in the Lord, and they cannot help themselves. Then Jesus will come and help them. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. There is an announcement that is coming for those that are trusting in the Lord. You may be hiding. You may be in your hiding place and you are trusting. But keep trusting this empowerment period. As you are empowered to trust, there is an announcement coming for you. David was inside the bush doing his own thing. David was trusting fully in the Lord. When God spoke to the prophet Samuel, he said, go and anoint a king in the house of Jesse. He went there. He saw a huge man. In his own human understanding, his own human thinking, he thought those men would be the king. Well known to him, there is somebody inside the bush. There is somebody at the back. There's somebody here that has been praying and trusting in the Lord that God wants to announce. After he finished doing his own research, God, he told them, is there no other person again? The father redundantly said, there's somebody in the bush. He's a bush boy. He said, none of you should sit down. Thank you, Jesus. He said, none of you should sit down till David appears. Somebody, you are about to receive a standing ovation testimony. Until David came, everybody was standing. You don't understand. The trust in the Lord. When you trust in the Lord, you tap into a strength beyond your own. Finding peace in the midst of storms. Eh? An artist was told to draw how peace looks like. He drew a waterfall and a very quiet place through his drawings. Another artist took his pen and drew stones falling down, rocks, with a mother hen covering his cheeks. And the king looked at those two. The other one looks very beautiful. This one looks horrible. And he picked that one that stones were falling with the mother hen. I said, this is what peace looks like. Peace is being calm in the midst of storm. That is what peace is. Somebody, God will give you peace this period. He's always with you. Don't be like the apostles, the disciples. Jesus was with them. Storm came. Trouble came. They were shaking. I was thinking in my head, I said, why would Jesus is sleeping in the boat? He's not even shouting. And all of you are shaking. See, God has never left you. That thing you think you are passing through is even there with you. Can you see him with your eyes? There is a reward for those who put their trust in him. The truth is, because you have no evidence in seeing it, that is why there is a promise that eyes have not seen that thing God has promised you. Nor does he enter into the heart of man. What God has in place for those who trust in him. Your neighbors, your family members, they are about to see the glory of God in your life. Let them keep mocking you. Let them keep talking about against you. When they talk against you, tell them God has spoken and you are trusting in the Lord. Hallelujah, somebody. If God has ever said something, what is pushing so many of us going? It is not because some of you see vision. No. It is because God has given you a promises. God has said something about you that is about to manifest. Have you seen it? No, you have not. But you believe there is something that is going to happen very soon. That will make the whole world see you and say, is that not that woman we used to? Is that not that man we used to? I prophesy to your life. Something that has never happened in your family, God will start from you. The truth is, I don't know how many people can say it, that this is not my reality. Say it. This is not my reality. You don't understand that statement. This is not my own reality. I have not appeared here too. I am coming. Your reality is, Paul says, the Lord that you have received. Your reality is what God has said concerning you. Kai. Your reality is that thing that has been prophesied in your life. You held on it, feed on it on daily basis, remind God on daily basis. If you come out and somebody say, jobless man, you say, no, God said I will work in an oil company. You don't understand me? Those who trust in God, it does not take God a second to turn their story for the best. We have had so many testimonies about that. We have had how God raised a beggar and turned that beggar into a king. Can I tell you something? God has never used a perfect man. God picked the imperfect and turned that imperfect into perfect. God will come to you and tell you, this is what I want to do. Brothers and sisters, don't fail to trust in the Lord. The day you stop trusting, your journey of failure has started. There is no power anywhere. There is no power anywhere. Every other power looks directly to God. Are you trusting God in your marriage, in getting your documents, in getting anything you want? Keep trusting. Even when you are not seeing it, keep trusting. I want to show you something. Is it 1 Kings chapter 18? First King 18, from 43. A thought said the Lord from a confirmed prophet came that there will be rain. Now, there was no sign of the rain. He said, and he sent his servant, the prophet who gave the prophecy, trust in God. So he was looking up to the sky to see if something will happen. He sent and said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. No sign. There is nothing, no. God told the prophet that there will be rain. The prophet trusted in the Lord. He did not sleep. He was waiting because he knew the consequences. If it not happen, there is trouble. Because God has spoken, he was sending his servant. Verse 44. Let's read 44. And it came to pass at the seventh time. You can't see what I'm saying. Seventh times. I mean, he sent the first time, no sign. Sent the second time, no sign. Sent the third one, no sign. The fourth, no sign. The fifth, no sign. The sixth, no sign. in the mind of Elijah, he will be like, I am tired of this condition. I am tired of this situation. Then say that this year I go born picking. Why I never born? I am tired of this thing. I am tired of that. Complaints everywhere. But one thing, he saying the seventh time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud. Hey, Shama. Out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, go up. Immediately that cloud appeared. Elijah told them, that is the sign. He said, go up, run. A rain is about to fall. See, a sign of that promises is coming to you, somebody. You have not been selling for some time. And God has told you you are going to sell. Customers have not been coming. Just wait. It will start from 1, 2, 3. When they are coming. When they are coming, just know it is a sign. Just, like I say, it's a process. God, don't rush things. You take it gradually. Because it is from one step to another step. It is from glory to glory. In that your office, you have not been promoted. And they will trust the Lord in your promotion. Keep trusting. A testimony we received in this ministry was that somebody got his document on Sunday. We had that testimony. It has never happened. It is rare for it to happen. But a prophecy was given to our daddy. Trust the Lord. That they are going to give that person his document and it will look unusual. On Sunday, they called him to come and pick up his document. Is there anything God cannot do? That condition is not bigger than God. Find it in the Bible. The day you see the same situation in the Bible, you place yourself there, it is thus said the Lord for you. Even if nobody has given you prophecy before in this church, look for Anna. Look for Sarah. Look for the woman with the issue of blood. Look for that man that was sitting at that place for 38 years. Look at your condition and place yourself there. And say, can Jesus do this? If the situation is beyond Jesus, then stop trusting. Can you hear me? If your condition is beyond what Jesus can do, stop trusting. But if the Lord Jesus is above that situation, keep trusting. There is a celebration that is coming. Are you with me, somebody? Are you with me? One thing about trust, it is individual. It is only you that is seeing it. And you are seeing it with the eyes of God. See things through the eyes of God. Trust, see everything as possibility. Do you know what trust is? Trust is God giving you his word and standing as guarantor to his word. You don't understand me? Trust is God telling you, I will do this. And you're asking, how will this thing be? You still come and say, bring paper, let me sign. I am signing that I will do it. That is what trust is. This period, if you want to be successful also this year, keep trusting in the Lord. There is no record of those who trust in God and failed. No record. There is no record in the Bible. As long as you keep trusting in the Lord, there is an assurance through the scripture, through the testimonies, two things you have seen that you will be successful this year. I want to end with this song. It's a song from GUC. It says, Jesus Christ, I cannot live without you. I cannot live without you. That's the song. Righteous one, I cannot live without you. Somebody, close your eyes and tell the Lord, help me to trust in you. Help me to trust in you, Lord. You need to trust in the Lord to be successful. Jesus Christ, I cannot live without.